Weiter in Shaspir and Sanhedrin Daf Nun, Chaspik and Abal Nun, Zanam Beis Bada Bam and a piece, 3 lines up from the bottom. So 2 lines off the bottom. Vesavar, Rabbi Meir, is there merely hold that Kol Erva, Shebezin, Shel Yisomi, Misan Aleha, Ben Noch, Mazar Aleha. You want to tell me that every Erva that's, that a Bezin of Yisrael would kill, that a Ben Noch is considered warned about? Vahotanya, but we have a Bryce that deals with a Ger. Now, just quick idea. We know that a person who converts, he's no longer related to the relatives that he was before he converted. It's like considered like a new baby. So now we're going to talk about a case of a woman who converts while she's pregnant. So the baby was conceived with not, you know, when she was not Jewish, and then she converted. So he's considered like a ger along with his mother. So ger, beep, turn the page. She was pregnant with not yet. No, it says the Gaivali Daso Bikadusha, but he was born when she already converted. Yeshlo She'er Ha'im, he has relatives from the mother, Ve'inlo She'er Ha'av, but not from the father. Okay, there's a lot going on, right? This person, again, was born to a woman who converted after she was already pregnant, so therefore he's also considered he was a ger, and he falls to all of the halachas of gerim. A person who converts is considered like a tinuk shenolad, and that he's not considered relatives to any of his goyish relatives anymore. So midaraisa, he's let to go and marry, even if it was, you know, any woman that was related to him, even someone who would have been usher to him when they were, you know, altin mitzvos noach, if he stayed as a noach. But the rabbanon, they said all women that were usher to him, that were usher to a ben noach before he converted, it remains afterwards also, because if it's a mutter for him to go and to marry someone who was usher from before, then we're going to say that the former status was a higher level of kedusha than he has now as a yid. So now this is going to apply even in a situation with the one that we're discussing, where the convert has the status of a yid at birth because of the mother going ahead and converting. So now we say, "Ve'en lo is she'er ha'im, ve'en lo she'er ha'av." Right? According to this, a ben Noach is also only to women who are related to him from the mother, but not from the father. Right? So midarabanan, he's going to continue to be aser, aser to these maternal relatives even after he converts. Okay, so how does this play out? If he marries his sister from his mother, then he has to send her away. He can't be married to her. But if it's from the father, then it can be mekuyim. Rashi says, "Delo nesar iser achua b'bnei Noach elamaneim." The only iser of being with the sister, if it's a maternal sister, right? The ksiv, the gamma mana achosi bas avihi achlo bas imi ama basa av shariyelu basa aim lo shariyelu. Let him marry his sister from his father. Achosa av mina aim yotzi, but he married his maternal sister of his father, then he has to go and send her out. That would be what we call an aunt. Achosa av mina em yotzi, mina av yekayem. If it's the sister of the father from the mother, that means that if I have a father and he has a sister, but that sister and the two of them are brother and sister from the same mother, then you have to send her out. Yotzi mina av yekayem. It's on the father. If the brother and sister have siblings from the father, then he can stay together. Achos ha'em, min ha'em, yotzi. Again, now if it's the aunt, like my mother's sister, their maternal sisters, then send her out. Achos ha'em, min ha'av, if it's my aunt, my mother's sister, but their paternal sisters, then Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Meir Omer, yotzi, you got to send her out. Chacham say, you're allowed to stay together. We are in Gezerah mode right now. This is Rabbi Meir is saying Yosef to send her out. Why is that? Because even though really it's a paternal relationship, it's still fine. But he says that we're worried that if you allow this to happen, he's going to make a mistake and marry someone who's really usher to him. Right? Because this woman is the sister of his mother. He's going to think that any maternal relatives are going to be okay. And then even if it's a maternal sister, he would then come out that the maternal sister of his father or mother or even his own sister, maternal sister, going to be mutter. Therefore, according to Rameir, the Chachamim aser a ger to marry the paternal sister of the mother also. Chachamim Yekayim, no, you could, they're not worried about that. They didn't make that gezerah. So since a paternal sister of one's mother is mutter, to a ben Noach, she's also mutter to a ger. Shahayi Rimeir Omer, kol erva shehi mishum she'er aim. If a ger marries any erva who's usher to a ben Noach because of maternal stuff, Yotzi is to send her out, mishum she'er av, because of the paternal relationship. Mishum she'er av, but if the he marries a woman only usher ben Noach because of paternal relationship, Shekhaimi could stay with her. Now, umutter be'eshes achiv, and a ger is mutter with the wife of his brother. Obviously, we're talking about if the brother dies, right? There's no issue, no such thing as eshes ach when it comes to benoch. So Bob can marry his sister-in-law if his brother dies. Ube eshes achi aviv, and the wife of his father's brother. That is, my father has a brother, and then he has a wife, so you can be with her. Ushaer kol ushar kol arayos mutar, so all other rayos are going to be mutter to him. Rashi shabos machmas ishus mutar, so they come because of marriage are going to be mutter. Now, says the Gemara, La Suye, what's it coming to include? When it says Ushar Kol Arayos, that means La Suye Eishes Aviv is coming to include the wife of his father. Oh, Nelly. Yeah. Nahasa Isha Ubita. Let's say you have a Kusi who marries a woman and her daughter, and then later they are, and then there's Megayer. Konis Achas and Mutzi Achas. You can bring one in and marry her, but he has to send one of them out. Right? This is after he converts, he can marry only one of them as a Yid. Even though they're no longer considered related to each other after they convert, he can't marry both of them in order to stop there being a mistake of marrying a woman and a daughter who are both Bnei Yisrael. L'chatchila lo yikros. Now, l'chatchila, don't go and marry them. Shouldn't go out and marry this type of thing. Like, even though at the beginning of the Brisa brought down a bunch of cases that he's allowed to, he can yikayim, it's better for him not to marry them in the first place. Right, because since the mother converted during her pregnancy with him, he might be confused with a regular Israel, you know, Ben Yisrael, and also to his relatives, even me de Areisa. Don't do it. Meisa Ishta, if his wife died, mutter b'chamaso, it's mutter for him to marry his mother-in-law. Rashi says, v'yafal pi, shekaima li'ishto, mishin this guy, even though his wife was there when she, you know, convired the Ben Noach, Lohuzer al Chamosa, there's no Azhar about there. Okay, back in the Gemara, V'ikadami Asa b'Chamosa. Some say, no, is Taka going to be Asa with the mother-in-law? Now, this whole shtickle, though, brings out one point, though. What comes out is that of Rabbi Meir, brought by this Baisa, goes against what he said in the Baisa that we said before on Nun Zayma Beis. Like Rashi says, Katani, in the second line of it's the very last medium sized lines, second, third word. Katani miyas mutter be'eshes aviv with his father's wife, va'afal pi shebezin shel Yisrael mimisen aleh, they would kill for this. V'chei mikamoso v'chamoso with his mother in law. V'katani aser ba'achoso ba'achos aviv achosimo v'afal pi shein bezin shel Yisrael. So you're going against what you said earlier. Okay, it's two different shitas in how we learn the Rabbi Meir. Titania, we looked at a brisa. Al king as of Ishis Avivesimo. Pasuk says that for a man should leave his father and his mother, but Dovik Vishto and cling to his wife. And Eliezer says, Aviv Achos Aviv. When it says Aviv is father, when it says Alkin Yazov Ish as Aviv, this idea is Aviv is coming to Aser, being with the sister of his father. Imo is Achos Imo. That means the sister of his mother. And Akiva Omer, Aviv Ashis Aviv. It means his father's wife. Oh, that's what we saw in the Brisa. And Imo Mamish, it means his actual mother. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, Aben Noach is Aser only from being with a... For something we say where the Ben Yisrael is going to get killed, which according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's not the case. V'davak, when he uses a lashon over here, v'davak, and she'll attach his wife, v'lo bezachar, it means don't be with a man, right? In Isser of Mishkov Zachar, it says Rashi that deleka dibuk, the mitoch she'en anishkav nene, eino nidvakimo. It's not hanov, they're therefore not considered attached to each other. Beishto, the pasuk says his wife, v'davik beishto, v'lo be'eshes chavero, not with his friend's wife, ben noch, therefore, usher to be with gila raus. V'hayu l'basar echad, they should be like one flesh. Misha nasam basar echad, this is telling us that a man is mutter to have tashmish with those who will become one flesh to him. Rashi explains that Shazera Yotzi Meham Shanasa Bas Sara Emba Av Echadbo Yotzu Behem of Achaya. This is excluding an animal, Shanasa Basar Echad, that they don't make one flesh. That's talking about when they have a child that's together, it's a combination and they become like one. But when it comes to an animal, that's not going to happen. Contrary to certain political beliefs. Amar Mai, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Aviv Achos Aviv. Right? When it says the word Aviv over here, Yazav Aviv, it asks a Ben Noach from being with the sister of his father. Ema Aviv Mamish, but it means the father Mamish. The Hainu Vidavik for Lobazacher, that we already said. Vidavik, which is not with the man. Ema Ashes Aviv, it means his father's wife. Not his father's sister. Say that it's asering to be with the father's wife even after he dies. Dumya de'imo. The iser is learned out from the father, similar to the mother. Ma'imo de'lav ishus af aviv de'lav ishus. Just like the mother is not talking about a case that's coming from marriage, the iser of marriage, so to the father. Also, it's not coming through with marriage, but with the father's sister. Imo, when it says the word imo, said achos imo means the sister, the mother of the sister. Sorry, the sister, achos imo, sister of his mother. Ve'im imo b'mamish, it means his mother straight up. No, hainu b'ishto, v'lo b'ishas chavero. No, that's what it means when it says that it should be with his wife, not with his friend's wife. So clearly it means it can't be her. Ve'im al-achim, he said maybe it means us to be with the mother even after her husband dies. So do me the aviv. My aviv de lav mamish, just like the father is not talking about the actual father. Avim de lav mamish, so too his mother is not referring to his actual mother, but the mother's sister. Rabbi Akiva Omer, aviv eishes aviv. It means the wife of his father. In fact, the Gemara ve'ema aviv mamish, say it means mamish the father. So no hainu vidavak v'levazacher, because we already have a man included. Yachi eishes aviv nami. And the issa that Rabbi Akiva says, it's asering, being with his father's wife, is also somebody's going to be extra, because hainu be'ishto v'lo be'ishes chavero. I already said, with his wife, which means not with his with the wife of his friend, so we don't need that. The Gemara la'achem Yisa, when it says his father, it's asking even to be with the father's wife, even after he croaks, even after he's dead. Imo, imo mamish. Now, when it says mother, the Gemara says, yeah, his actual mother. Frekting about her to be ishto, full of ishto chavero, ishto blessed chavero. And for the Gemara, imo me anusa so. That's talking about his mother who was not actually married to the father, but was anus, was taken advantage of. So you have this guy, Bob, he grabs this woman, takes advantage, they have a kid. that kid over there is what we're talking about now, Imamenu Sasa. But my commitment, what exactly is the machlokas over here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Eliezer Savar, he holds, beep, turn the page. Nun ches obeys. Aviv dumya de'imo. When it says aviv, the iser, it says aviv, it's similar to the iser said by imo. V'imo dumya de'aviv, and the flip back. V'imo dumya de'aviv. Lo mishkachis lo ella be'achva. An iser that comes from his mother that's similar to the one, his father, is only found by a case of achva. It's got to be talking about sisters at this stage. Each case couldn't have been. Rashi says the Tavayu Mamish Lekal Memar. You can't say that Aviv and Imo that mean literally because it's not necessary to ask a man to be with his father because they already have that because of Mishkav Zachar. It can't be with another man. With a man, and they also can't be talking about the mother that's also because she's married because the Isser against being with his mother. It's just repeating the Isser against being with his father's wife. So therefore, knocking that, it's got to be talking about the sisters of either the father or the mother. Rabbi Kiva, he says, Mutav la'ukmi be'eshes aviv. We'd rather set up this pasuk talking about the wife of his father. The ikri ervas aviv, because she's called the nakedness of the father. La'fuke achos aviv, contrasting the sister of the father. The she'er aviv, she's called the relative of the father. Erva aviv lo ikri, but she's not called the erva, like the, it's just called the she'er, not the erva, like the nakedness of the father. Tashema! Rabbi Lazar had said that a ben Noach is usher to marry his father's sister. His father's sister. A ben Noach can't marry his father's sister. Tashema, let's see if that's really true. Vayikach Amram es yochavid odaso. Oh, interesting. Where did Amram, who was Moshe Rabbeinu's father, who did he marry? He married his aunt. My lav dodaso min aim. Doesn't it mean his aunt, which is my lav min aim? Meaning, wasn't this his father's sister, and they shared a mother? Right? Isn't she a mother? And they got married. And for the girl, lo, dodosa min ha'av. That is, that she was his aunt, right? Only through the father. It means it was his father's sister, but only through the father. And they were brother and sister, and therefore that's going to be mutter. Toshima. Now we have a kasha and Rabbi Akiva that there's no iser for a ben Noach to marry his own sister. According to him, he says only something that's going to be by Yisrael are going to be usher by a ben Noach. So a ben Noach is mutter to marry his sister since that's only kares by Yisrael and it's not misa. Toshema v'gam amna achosi basavihi achlo basami. Says Avram Avinu, they said to the plishtim, he said, imina achosi, and I said, no, this is my sister. So what did Avram Avinu say to Avimelech about Sarah? He said, and she is my sister, the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. Mechal de basa ema surah, that would imply that bearing the daughter, that the daughter of one's mother, is going to be usher to a ben Noach. Which goes against what Rabbi Akiva said, that you can marry your own sister. And for the Gemara, v'tizbra, you really think that achoso havai, was Sarah really Avram's sister? Bas achiv havai, she was actually the daughter of his brother. It means it was his niece, right? He had a brother named Haran and Haran had her. V'kevin dahachiyu, and since that's the case, lo shtam in a av, lo shtam in a aim. It didn't matter if Avram's brother is from the father or from the mother. Shaya, she's going to be a mother because she's a niece. So therefore, Avram, when he finishes off to Avimelech, it's not talking about any Yisurim. Elahasam hachikamele. Rather, this is what Avramino was saying. Korva de achos isli bahada me'aba. I have a relative from my father's side. Flom ima, but not from the mother's side. He was just stating the relationship to Sarah. Toshima, let's try again. Let's go against Rabbi Akiva. Said you'll let him be even with his sister. Rabbi Malona saw Adam as Bida. Why didn't Adam go and marry his own daughter? In order to let Cain marry her, Kiddush Yisrael Cain is a chosu, so Cain can go and marry his sister. Because it says the world will be built with kindness, meaning that this is what had to be done. It says Tchilasu Shalolam Nivne Bechesed Shetziva Adam Harishon Ligmol Chesed as Beno VeAsra Lo VeYitira LeCain. Just to him, matter to Cain, Kiddush Yibne HaOlam Behind the Chesed to create the world. That's what it says. Kiyikach, we have a switcher over here. Where's a yud? Where's a yud? Yud, yud. V'isha shayikach. Esachoso bas aviv chesedu mashi tarti l'kayim chesed glanati amal. In order to get the world started. Alavach, if not for that particular dispensation, Asir would be usher for kind to be with the sister, which goes against Rabbi Akiva says that Ben Noach is allowed to be with his sister. And for the Gemara, Kevin de Ishtri Ishtri. No, once it was mutter for Karen to marry the sister, it was mutter for any Ben Noach to go ahead to be with his sister. So the Gemara, Amar of Huna, Kusi mutter Bito. A Kusi is permitted to marry his own daughter. V'im Tomar, if you want to say, Mepemelo Sodom is Bita, when he marries my other marries own daughter, Kadesh Yit, Kiyisha Kainis Chosso, so Kain can marry her, Mishamolo Mechasi Yibana, that the world is started with kindness. Vika the army, and some say, and Ravuni Kusi Osiba Bito, Teda, you should know, that's the case, Shalona Sodom is Bito. Says Gamar Velohi, Hosom, I had time, what's the reason? Kadesh, Yisha Kainis Chosso, Mishum, Dolom Chesed Yibane. Amr of Chesta, Evid Mutter Beimo, Umutter Bebito, and Evid Rash says, Kenani Shall Yisrael, Mutter Beimo Bebito, Koshke Mashar Arayos, Shall Kurva. So if a Jew owns a guy as an Evid, it's Mutter Beimo, Mutter Bebito, Yatsa Michal Kusi, he's left the status of a Kusi, but Chal Yisrael, Obay, he hasn't yet come to the status of an Israelite. He's like this in-between stage. Ki Yasser Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel, Amar B'Lazar, Amar B'Chinina, Ben Noach, Shayichad, Shev Chalavdo, V'Ben Noach set a slave woman for his daughter, Bala, and he comes upon her, Naragaleh, then he ends up getting killed for being with her, right? We saw this earlier. She's like set aside for him. He can't be with her now. There's Gemara Be'emas. From what point is she considered designated to the slave? And then Aser, Amrav Nachman, Midekaru La Revisa Deplanya. From the time that the women say, call her the girl of so-and-so, the slave. Meaning this Amavriya had to have lived with the slave long enough for the neighbors to know about it. Otherwise, it's not considered theft if the owner takes him for herself. Memes Hatarasa, from when does her permitted status start? I mean, when is she no longer considered set to the slave? And therefore, it's not going to be considered theft if he takes her and he's with her. Rashi says, Shalot Tikram Yuchedeslo, Im Tovul Hafkar Atzma, she wants him Hafkar herself. Amarfuna, Mishapar Rosha Bashok, when she uncovers her hair in the marketplace. Even the goyim, the married one, would cover their hair. If a Ben Noach is with his wife, shalo kedarko, then what the din says, Rashi, chayav, he's going to be chayav, says Rashi, shalo kedarko, in kandovik. They're not considered attached. So far, he's going to be chayev. Shemar v'davak, that he's v'davak be'ishto, that he's to attach himself to her. V'lo shalo kadarko, which means not if it's done shalo kadarko. And then if he does that, she's not considered, you know, pleasant enough that they're connected. Amar av amik amidi, the yisrael lo mechayev, akus mechayev, it's such a thing that a Jew wouldn't be responsible for, wouldn't be held mechayev. And a guy would be chayev? Ben Noach Shabal Ishes Chaver Shalukadako Pater. If he comes down his friend's wife, Shalukadako's Pater. My time and why is that? Beishto, Veloba Ishes Chaveru. Because the Isser against Gila Arayos was learned from the Pasuk where Adam was commanded for Dovek to attach to his wife, Beishto. which implies not his friend's wife, Vidavak, and Vidavak v'shalo kedarko. Vidavak v'lo shalo kedarko, and that's shalo kedarko, that's not going to be a dvikas. I'm Rav Chanina. Over kachavim sheikas yisrael, if a guy goes and hits a Jew, chayiv misa, he is going to be chayiv misa. Unbelievable. Do not mess with the Jews. Shenem Rav Yifin kovachovei akein ish, v'yachas a mitzri. It says he looked this way and that, he saw that there was no man there, and he killed the mitzri. Now, says the Gemara, v'am Rav Chanina, hasoter lo'o shel Yisrael. Somebody slaps the jaw of a Jew. Kilu soter lo'o shel shechina. It's like you slap the jaw of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem mokesh adam yola kodesh. The Pasuk says, literally, the ensnarement of a man destroys holiness. A Pasuk is found in Mishlei, which Pasha Pshan means that a person becomes caught up in his averus and he loses his Kedusha. The way that we explain that is that somebody who hits the jaw of a person is like striking that of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Magbia Avdo Shabbos Simen, says the Gemara. Amar Reish Lakish. Magbia Yadol Chaver. Someone lifts his hand up against his friend. Afal Pishaloikir, even as him, the Kurasha is called a Rasha. Shinamar Zaposik says, Vayomer La Rasha. This is Moshe Rabbeinu who says, to the Rasha, right? Vayomer La Rasha. Lama Sakrecha, are you hitting your friend? They really didn't do it yet. Lama Kisalo, but it didn't say, why did you hit him? It says, Lama Sake, right? Which means, why are you going to hit him? Afal Pishaloikir, the Kurasha, even though he didn't hit him yet, he's going to say, the Kurasha. Zeiri Amar Reb Chanina. Nikrachote is called a sinner. Shenemar, v'im lo lakachti v'chazaka. If this is talking about the kids of Eli HaKohen, and if not, I will take it by force. This is Eli's children. They would ask a person, they're bringing karbanos, to give some of the meat, and it's saying that if you don't, I'm going to take it from you. So he says, v'im lo lakachti v'chazaka. And it says about them that the sin of these kids, these two, were very great. Just saying that you're going to do something, even though you didn't really even do anything over here. Just threatening to do such a thing is like lifting up a hand, you know, lifting up a hand against someone to go and hit them. Rashi says that Bibnei Eli Ksev, Shayu Tukfim Bibasar Zvachim Va'amar, Im Lo Sitain Li, Ekach Bechazaka Dahainu, Kemerim Yadu, Shahu, Magzim, Magazmin Lakos, right? He's been threatening he's going to go and he's going to hit them. Rav Huna Marti cuts its yadzo, his hand should be cut off. Shenemar Uzro Ramati Shabbat. The Pasuk says a raised arm should be broken. So it's explained that if somebody constantly raises his hand against his friend, his fellow Jew, he's going to get punished by losing his hand. Chalila V'chas. Rav Huna cuts its yadzo. Rav Huna cut off the hand of someone who was constantly hitting somebody else. That's what he would do. Rashi says, "Me adam echad shoyer rogel hakos es chavero v'kansu v'kach." There was a kanas, k'dum v'perkin v'la'el daf me'vav, the bezin hoya makin v'onchin shalom in ha-Torah laso siog v'gedul ha-davar, to make sure people aren't messing things up. You got to keep things in order. Rabbi Elazar Omer, ein lo takana ela kavura. He has no fixing rather than burial. Shenemar v'ish zroa lo ha'aretz. It says, to the mighty man is the earth. That's a pasuk in Eof, right? So we understand over here, the zroa is like the arm. It's telling that someone who raises his arm deserves to be killed and put into the ground. But Amar Lazar, nitna karka, ella, lo nitna karka ella bali zroas. Land, the ownership of land was giving owning to the strong people. Rashi says, "Klamer ein roi liknos karka elu bnei zoa v'pnei shehitgar rabba atagar rabba yidei karka shabos behemos mafsidus v'ganav v'boim gom v'orin olav tzoch shei chazak lamud connect them." You got so many things coming out over here. Only someone who's really strong should buy land. There's so much pressure. You have to guard it from animals and ganav him, and people are going to challenge against you. So that's why only strong people should have it. Shenemar v'yisro lo ha'aretz. Right, to the mighty man, his is the land. Okay, remember we started this part with the simon. We see the Rish Lakish says three things. We saw the first one. The second one is from Rish Lakish. What does it mean when it says, one who works his land will be satisfied by bread? If a person makes himself a servant to the land, he's going to be satisfied by bread. It's going to be successful. But if not, then he's not going to be satisfied with lechem. You gotta work it, kids. Rashi says, "Lasok b'tamid lecharisha v'ashkav v'nichush v'ider." You gotta be working the land. You don't work that land, you ain't gonna get nothing. And number three, Rashi Lakish says, "From Rashi Lakish, over kachavim sheshav eschay misa, and over kachavim who goes out and he doesn't work for an entire day, he is chayiv misa." Rashi says, "M'malechto yom shalim chayiv misa shdamer yom v'leila lo yuzbosu." Okay, so says the Gemara, Shanemar v'yom v'layla lo yuzbosu, day and night they shall not stop. Right now, this pasuk is talking about the seasons, and Hashem is probably Noach that they're not going to stop like they did during the flood. They're also expounding it, saying to Noach and his sons, don't stop working for like a full day and a full night. The warning of theirs is enough to give them death. That is their misa. They don't do it. Omer Avina Afilu Sheni B'Shabbos. This is talking about even on a Monday, right? Don't think that this means something other than that. It's not only from stopping because of religion or something like that, but rather even on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday. Okay. Vilch Shavei Gabi Shavei Mitzvos, but let this be counted with the Shavei Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Why isn't this one of the Shavei Mitzvos Bnei Noach? Ki kachoshev shevi al tase, only shevi al tase, kumba say, lo kachoshev, only shevi al tase. These things, they have to sit and do nothing, are mentioned over there, but positive mitzvahs, aseis, to get up and do, are not mentioned. Rashi says, v'hai lo yishbosu kum asei malachahi. This is a get up and do. Says, beep, turn the page, nun tesman alf, but it comes to dinim, it's get up and go do it. You have to get up and do justice, which is a positive thing. V'kachashiv, and yet it's still one of the list. For the Gemara, kum asei v'shev al ta'aseninu. This have both a get up and do, right, that there's justice, and a negative of, you know, shev al ta'ase, of holding back from perverting any sort of justice. So that's both of them. Therefore, that's why that's included. When there's one, therefore it's not. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.